are the people with no passports, no property, no vote. What the United Nations Refugee Agency calls the stateless are the world's legal ghosts, and the topic of this recent congressional hearing. Dan Glickman is president of Refugees International.
There are an estimated 12 million people worldwide who do not have claim to any nationality. It's an existentialist nightmare.
Senators were considering the plight of 4,000 stateless people living illegally in the United States. A new bill called the Refugee Protection Act of 2010 would allow them to apply for legal permanent residence, and quickly.
My statement refers to a case of a woman named Tatiana.
Tatiana Lesnikova has lived in the United States illegally for 18 years. She was born in Siberia, then moved to Ukraine before coming to the United States. When the former Soviet Union dissolved, she was left without a nationality. What does it mean to be stateless?
To be stateless, it means to be nobody. We have no right. I have no right.
Tatiana has two sons. She brought one with her and left the other behind, sure she'd be able to return.
If I stateless the rest of my life, it means that I never... In my life, I won't be able to see my son.
Experts say stateless refugees are not just a problem in the United States. Dozens of countries host them, with large populations in Africa and Asia. As nations have formed and dissolved, large groups of people have been left out. In some cases, they cannot marry, attend school, or own property. Maureen Lynch is an expert on statelessness with Refugees International.
We're not only talking about home ownership or owning a car or those kind of things. It can be something as small as trying to own a refrigerator. In some countries, statelessness means not even being able to get a mobile phone.
Lynch says it's an issue of national and international security.
This kind of invisible status, the fact that they really aren't born and that they don't die, we don't know exactly where they are and who they are, is significant.
Human rights activists say that countries should nationalize their stateless people and grant them legal documents so they can work and travel. They urge the United States to sign on to existing international agreements aimed at protecting the stateless. What being stateless has meant for Tatiana Lesnikova is that she can be and has been jailed without warning. She's a nurse, but has to continually renew her work authorizations. This often causes her to miss work or lose jobs. Still, Tatiana wants to be an American.
Because I think only in this country we were able to get on our feet without any help.
But for Tatiana, a little help could go a long way. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.